This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of the USAPrepares.com. We're doing a special broadcast about what happens. What happens when 911 is called on a family? And this is hour number two of that discussion. Jeremy Beninati's with us. He's 41. Nicole Beninati's with us. She's 34. They have six children. They're neighbors of mine. They just live down the road on a dirt road. I live on a dirt road. And you can drive down our dirt road and very quickly get to their 20-acre parcel. They're building a cabin. They're trying to live here. Neighbor calls 911. Neighbor calls Child Protective Services. And the fury of the government is unleashed on the Beninati family. Jeremy, so my understanding is that the sheriff's deputy pointed his finger at you, told you to raise your hands. He was armed. Previously, a sheriff's deputy had pointed his AR-15 at you. Not a very pleasant situation. Were you ever in the fear of being killed?
Most certainly. Several times throughout this, the sheriff's deputy stated, "We don't want to hurt anybody, but, we don't want to have to shoot you," as they're pointing their AR-15s at me. So as I was walking away from them, refusing to talk, I was most certainly in fear of being shot in the back.
And this is by the sheriff's office responding to a 911 call by your neighbor, but they said it was an anonymous phone call, correct?
At this point, I didn't know who had called. They never said it was an anonymous phone call. The anonymous call was when he called the sheriff and complained that I didn't have hot water for my children and they weren't being fed.
Okay. So this is a... This sounds clearly to be a problem with your neighbor. Why do you think your neighbor had this problem with you?
Well, initially I believed it to be a matter of hunting rights, that, he felt entitled to hunt the property that had been left open, with no one living on it. And, he acknowledged in the court hearing in front of the judge that he had hunted all over our property. That's how he claims to know that the tires that were mysteriously put on his property came from ours, was because he had seen all of those tires there. Initially that was the thought. However, we've recently come across a law in Missouri, and you'll have to forgive me, I can't remember the exact name of it, adverse possession. That basically entitles somebody who is utilizing the property that is unoccupied to try and claim possession to it. And, with everything that is happening to us and the way that this is going down, we're starting to believe that that may be his ultimate motive.
I remember studying real estate procedures back in the 1980s, so it was quite a while ago, and there's a doctrine of adverse possession, and that means that, let's say, your neighbor plants a some shrubs on your property and continues to maintain those shrubs and water them and clean them and whatever he has to do to, you know, take care of them. By doing that for about 20 years, a neighbor, well, in this one particular instance, it looks like 10 years. It's got to continue for 10 years, at least 10 years. Then the neighbor can claim that that's his property. So that's the basic doctrine of adverse possession. So, but it has to be continuous. Now, is that what happened? Did this neighbor continually occupy your property for 10 years?
Our understanding is that the property had been sitting empty for almost 10 years.
No, that's not what I mean. No, your property. When you owned it, did your neighbor use your property continuously for 10 years?
No.
Okay, couldn't, because you haven't owned it for 10 years.
Right.
Okay. So it doesn't seem like adverse possession plays in this case. At least that's my understanding of it. Okay, so then what? So this guy's claiming, he claims he owns your property because he's hunted on it, right?
Correct.
Well, I can tell you there are a bunch of people who have hunted our property, and there would be a long line of people that under what you're talking about would be able to claim our property and every other property around here because hunting goes on out here. People trespass, they hunt from the road, they shoot animals from the road. It's pretty much the Wild West here. And I have a feeling that we had a lot more hunters on our road until we decided to let them know that it really wasn't something that we would like to see continue, hunting from the road, shooting animals on our farm, shooting toward our house and so forth. So we talked to a bunch of people, and they decided that maybe they ought to move on. And maybe they moved on down the road to your road, literally. Maybe that happened. But these hunters feel that it's their right to trespass because they've been doing it for a while. It's unacceptable. It's absolutely unacceptable. And you building a cabin on your property is your right. And by the way, walking your dog down the road is not a problem either, because there's no animal control in this county.
Right.
And there are no building permits in this county. So if you want to build a house or a cabin and you want to make it as ugly or as beautiful as you want, well, that's your right. And there's no one here in this county to cause you to make any changes to that. If you want to build it, you know, on the left side of your property, the right, or the front, or the back, that's up to you. It's your property. It's not like we're regulated here, and that's one of the reasons why we moved here.
And that's
because
one of the reasons that we moved here.
Okay, so what happened was the full force of the sheriff's office was brought down on you because your neighbor called. And what about the state trooper or the highway patrol who showed up? What was that all about?
Well, apparently, according to the police report, when I walked away from the deputy the first time, he put in a call to his dispatch asking for assistance from anybody in the area because I had a pistol and a rifle in the woods. I never had a rifle in view of them that I had. The only thing that I had when I spoke to them was the pistol, and that was only, you know, the first time I spoke to them. After that, the pistol had been removed, and I never had it again.
So let me see if I understand. Are there any charges against you right now?
There's four.
What are those charges?
Count one is unlawful use of a weapon. Because they claim that I knowingly shot a firearm at another person or a person.
Did you do that?
No, I did not.
Are there any witnesses to that?
That I did or did not shoot?
That you did shoot. Can anyone say that they saw, is there a person that says that they saw you shoot?
No.
Okay.
The best that they have is our neighbor who was out there with his brother-in-law and his nephew. Our neighbor only says that he saw me with my pistol following a shot, is what he claimed. He didn't see me that day. He never saw me until I was arrested. But in his report, he states that that's what he saw.
Are you saying that report contains lies?
Most certainly. This police report is riddled with lies.
Is there a false police report?
Yes. The state trooper, Eric Cooper, filed a report, and the sheriff's deputy also filed a report, and in their reports, they're claiming things like, when I went back into the woods, I changed out of a white T-shirt into an olive drab T-shirt for tactical purposes. They're stating that I threatened them, that I told them I would shoot them if they came on my property, and that things would get bad if they came on my property, which is not true. I told them to stay off my property unless they had a warrant. I said, if you come on my property, I will file criminal trespass charges against you. And when the state trooper did, in fact, come onto my property, that's exactly what I told him. I said, you've committed criminal trespass. I will be filing a complaint against you.
And what about your neighbor who aimed his handgun at you?
Absolutely nothing. The problem that I have here, our neighbor that is giving us all of these problems was convicted of rape in California. He was sentenced to 8 years in prison. He moved to Missouri. And according to documents that are freely available online, it shows that he was arrested in 2010 on another allegation of rape here in Missouri. The prosecuting attorney has not been able to do anything with that. We had actually spoke with the prosecuting attorney about that, and he said he wasn't able to get a conviction on that. And even with that, when they're told that he has a firearm, and we called the prosecuting attorney about that as well, they said, oh, well, there was a new law passed in Missouri that allows a convicted felon, as long as it wasn't violent, to possess a firearm.
And by the way, that is true. There is an amendment to the Missouri Constitution that says that the right of every citizen to keep and bear arms, ammunition, and accessories typical to the normal function of such arms in defense of his home, person, or family and property when shall not be questioned. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
No wise.
Is that Rich on line six?
Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking about a nightmare. And by the way, I called Representative Tony Duggar's office again to see if he would like to join us in this discussion. And he's in a committee meeting, and they texted him. So I've placed two calls to Missouri House of Representatives Tony Duggar's office. If you'd like to call him, here's his number, 573-751-2205. That's Representative Tony Duggar. He's serving his fourth term in the Missouri State House of Representatives. We've got Rich Sheban on the line. Rich, you're in Montana. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Vince. Appreciate you putting me on. And I just want to leave some messages for Jeremy and Nicole. So if you guys could just take a moment and just listen to a few of the suggestions I had. I live off-grid in Montana, and our website's offgridmontana.com if you want to see that. And I've been on Vince's show many times. I'm from the metropolitan area of New York City, so I'm definitely an outsider. I've been here 30 years now. And I came here to hunt and fish and live the culture. So when people from California especially move into an area, guys, a lot of the local people think you're going to change their culture and make things difficult for them. I just want you to listen. Don't comment, because I got a few things I want to say, please. And you're in a very compromising situation. There's absolutely no doubt about it. In fact, I'm going to say some things you might not want to hear, but you got to remember, this economy, bad economy equals bad tempers. I'm not making excuses for your neighbors, for the police. What everybody has done, I bet everybody, if they could take it back, they would have done things a little different. And that's especially being a tattletale and calling 911, calling the police. So some of my suggestions is you have to first realize that a lot of our judges, even law enforcement, a lot of people are paid off because we're entering a police state, a surveillance state. And self-sufficiency is definitely on the top of the list. These people do not want thinkers. They want to cultivate followers. This is top-down enforcement. They're more into their paycheck and pension than they are about creating synergy between the bottom 93% of the people. My first suggestion would be, Jeremy and Nicole, is, and we do this here, we fence our dog, because in Montana, if your dog is chasing deer or wildlife, someone's going to shoot it. That's the law. So we fenced our dog just to make it easier on the wildlife and for the neighbors. We had a moose and calf here the other day, and our dogs went crazy, but they couldn't chase it because they were fenced in. The second thing I would do is video and audio up everywhere you can. I have trail cams all over my property. And it's not for the context of surveillance for people. It's for the context of capturing wildlife, nature, but it'll have a dual purpose. In addition to that, I have a saying, if you don't knock on the door, it'll never open for you. This is what I would do in your situation. I would create a neighborhood meeting to label it a synergy meeting, a solutions conference, an ideas setting, and communicate, negotiate. Okay, you can't get enough of it. And even when a police officer wants to communicate, my advice is to continue that, to build a relationship. And I know when you have emotions flying and things like that, it's very hard. And, you know, as far as the term felon that you used, Jeremy, there's so many people who have been unjustly arrested and convicted. And look at the four convictions or the four things against you right now. Who knows what they can do? And this is what, and you also mentioned one of the objectives that this neighbor might have to confiscate your property. I'm not a real estate attorney, but unless he has a prescriptive easement that he's been going on your property to get to access his property because he doesn't have a legal access to his property, he can't go on there. And I don't know if any neighbors have an easement going to your property, but that's one of the reasons I always say to buy end of road property, because this way you can control your own destiny on who comes through your property. So those are the pieces of advice that I would give Jeremy and Nicole real quick. Because your situation, I don't know if, you know, when tempers flare like that, I don't know if it can be remedied, but I'd certainly try bringing the neighbors in, you know, creating a little dinner and creating synergy and communication.
Rich Even, thanks so much for the call, and I appreciate it. And I'm going to share with Nicole and Jeremy who you are right after the break. Thanks so much for your call.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flock It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, class, we've talked about abuse of police powers. We've talked about the shooting, the tasings, the handcuffing, the torture handcuffs, the unchecked abuse of police power, harming the villagers. And a lot of people are outraged with what we're talking about. And we're talking with Jeremy Beninati and Nicole Beninati of Wright County, Missouri. They're our neighbors. And I've got Crystal on the line. Crystal from Missouri, welcome.
Hi. I just want to say that, you know, I bought my house out here next to the Beninatis back in September 2014, and I met them April of last year through their neighbor, actually, who reported that they had stolen my German Shepherd, which was not the case. But me and my husband have got to know this family, and I believe that they are a great asset to this community. Our children play together. These people are the type of people that will give you the shirt off of their back if they can do that for you. Everything that Jeremy has stated is true and accurate. We arrived at the scene about 15 to 20 minutes after the officers got there, and we stayed until the officers left. So we were there for the entire thing. They haven't done nothing wrong, and yet their world's being torn apart. And I really would have liked them to see them come back to their home so that we can continue with our relationship, because I personally consider them family, and it's hard to find friends like that anymore.
Hmm. And, you know, it's interesting you say this. You and I have never talked before, have we? Do I know you,
no.
Crystal?
No. Nope.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay, well, evidently we're neighbors, along with the Beninatis. And Rich Sheehan recommended that we have a neighborhood meeting. And that is something that I've already put in place. We're just waiting for the date. And so I'm going to make an announcement when we have that neighborhood meeting. And by the way, Rich Sheehan, the gentleman from Montana who called, has been to our farmhouse. He's been on this dirt road that we're talking about, the one in front of our house that connects ultimately to the road where Jeremy and Nicole have their property. So it's not like he's calling from not knowing anything that's going on. He knows what the area is like, because Rich Sheehan has been here. I'm hearing you say that the Beninatis didn't do anything wrong. Is that correct?
They didn't do anything wrong. I'm personally from Montana myself, and I came to Missouri. I moved away from all my family and everything, mm-hmm. and we've been down here for probably going on 6 years, and mm-hmm. I have yet to make a good friend down here until I met the Beninatis. And mm-hmm. if they were at fault, I would be the first one to say, hey, you guys were wrong. I'm that type of person. We were there for the whole thing, and they did absolutely nothing wrong. They stood their ground on the rights that all citizens have, and they've been basically harassed, in my opinion. And I think that having to move away from their cabin and leave everything behind and uproot 6 children, I mean, that's what we're looking at. They're interrupting the lives of a whole family. And I personally feel that it is just completely, the law enforcement is completely in the wrong for the actions they're taking on this.
What do you think should happen?
Honestly, I think that the neighbor, number one, should be in trouble for filing a false report. The officials that are involved in it should be in trouble for lying on documents. And I believe that the Beninati should be left alone and be able to come back to their home and finish building their house and finish making a place for them and their family and be able to stay in this community and be a part of this community. I'm not the only one that feels that way. I know there's other people in this community that feel the exact same way I do. They fit in perfectly. We moved out here because we wanted peace for our kids. We have 4 girls. We wanted peace for our kids. We're originally from Montana. We have not had any issues in the area we're in with any of our neighbors. And it just takes one bad seed to ruin it for a whole family. They're a better asset, in my opinion, to this community than their neighbor is.
There you go. Crystal, thanks. Thank you so much for being with us. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
Nope, that would be all.
Okay. Crystal, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Silent Night in Arkansas. You've joined the broadcast. Welcome, Silent Night.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Okay. I have to disagree with Rick on one thing. Number one, you don't speak to the police, because anything you say, they can turn into a lie. And then what I have done is I now carry a tape recorder with me. It's not a tape recorder, it's a digital recorder. And everything that is questionable, whether I'm talking to questionable neighbors or police or anything, gets reported. And what we have done in our past is when we moved into a community, we had we'd make a batch of bread or cinnamon rolls or something and take it around to the neighbors and meet the neighbors. And you get a pretty good idea of who you're dealing with when you do that, and it also gives a little bit of a rapport. You can't win your enemies altogether, but you can limit them by how you treat them right off the bat. And, you know, on our farm, we raised wolves, and the only one of them would be loose at one time. And we would go around to the neighbors about every 3 months and say, well, you know, is Cheyenne bothering you or Jack bothering you? And they'd say, oh, no, it's wonderful. It's really neat having them come up to the house to get petted and stuff like that. So it makes a difference on how you deal with the people in your neighborhood.
Silent Night, let me say this. I believe it was a little more difficult for the Beninatis to do that. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jeremy or Nicole, but your neighbor didn't live there. Your neighbor just had property that he was using for hunting. Is that correct? And he was there once in a while.
Right, and that's correct, Vincent. And I do want to be completely clear. My husband worked during the day in a normal job in Springfield, and I was at home with the kids homeschooling, so there wasn't a lot of time to commute with everybody in the community. But we did make quite a few friends. You know, Crystal and Dale, obviously, are some of our best friends now, and we have other neighbors that we consider family. They are there for all of our kids' birthdays. I check on them regularly. You know, we have friends and family in this community. We didn't have a lot of time to go out into the community on a regular basis other than store runs. But, you know, I don't consider us outsiders, and I don't think a lot of our neighbors consider us outsiders.
Nicole,
so I really wanted to make that clear.
Nicole, how long did it take you and me to be friends?
Oh, 5 minutes. Less?
Yeah, 5 minutes or less. And, you know, when I heard your story, I thought, wow, this is a family very much like our family. Family who wants to homeschool, family wants to be left alone, and that's not happening. Silent Night, thank you so much for your call. I've got other calls lined up, but Silent Night is another one of our instructors. So across the country, we have Silent Night in Arkansas. We have Rich Sheban in Montana. Silent Night, thank you. There you go. That was Silent Night from Arkansas. We have George in New Hampshire. Welcome.
Hi, Vincent, and hello to your guests. I'd just like to say this, is that I think that individual who's, you know, pulling a lot of this false reporting and everything is playing off of the old maxim, the best defense is offense. And I think it's time to get a little offensive in a nice legal way. And what I would suggest is, if he was convicted as a rapist in California, sounds like he moved to the middle of the country to get as far away as he could and start again. Problem is, though, he still is what, you know, has happened. And it sounds like it's little wonder why they can't get a conviction on the Missouri rape case, in my opinion, because if he's employing these types of tactics, he seems to be very brave against puppies and women and things like this. Now, I would suggest this. Rapists, from what I recollect, have to file and register on a sexual registry, offenders registry. Am I correct on that, I believe? And I'm pointing you to a direction, because if he hasn't filed himself and declared himself as a sexual offender, and he's not on the national registry, he could be in violation, and this would be a very strong red flag to show that there's an element of dishonesty here. There might even be an element of danger to the community at large if such a predator is undercover and he's carrying on this nefarious practice, in my opinion. And I would pursue every legal way I could, because I get a feeling like this. He may not have moved far enough away from California, and he may find Missouri might be another place that he may have to relocate from if he's going to continue to sexually offend.
Jeremy, any thoughts?
Yeah, that's actually one of the cases that Missouri had against him, was failure to register as a sex offender when he moved here. And they were unable to prosecute him for that as well.
But it would show that he failed to comply with the law. He was dishonest,
yes,
and he was hiding something. which would shed dubious lights on his integrity as an individual or his trustworthiness. Sorry to interrupt you, Jeremy.
No, that's okay. I definitely agree. It does, and it would.
And it's been brought to light that, that those things are happening. He is actually registered now, you know, but we've made all of those points to all the people that, you know, should matter in this situation, and it doesn't.
They seem to have a I can tell you, they seem to have an unhealthy form of respect for the criminal element. I have seen it time and again where they treat them with kid gloves, and then when one of our numbers get into the smallest infraction, they make a federal case out of it, and they prosecute us because they know we don't keep them in business. We try to keep a nose to the grindstone, you know, and not do anything illegal, and so we have as little to do with that system as possible. So I wish you well, my friend. Our prayers go with you, but like I said, consider that, though. I wouldn't let up on that aspect, and I would let the community know because I would be afraid for my wife and our women folk. That's all I would say. And offense is George, the best defense.
George, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your call.
Bye-bye.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I've called Representative Tony Duggar's office four times during this broadcast. I was able to speak to a person twice, and my understanding was that Tony would get back to me. Tony Duggar, D-U-G-G-E-R. I haven't gotten any information. None. No information. And if you'd like to call him, I authorize you to call on behalf of USA Preparers and report what you find when you talk with Representative Tony Duggar. He is the Missouri House of Representatives member. He's been serving four terms. This is his fourth term. Okay. So I know Tony, but I can't get him on the phone. He's in a meeting. 573-751-2205. 573-751-2205. I'd like to see this whole thing dismissed. I'd like this all to go away, because I actually believe what Jeremy Beninati and Nicole Beninati are saying. Nicole, were you in fear of your children being killed?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question?
Were you in fear of your children being killed?
Absolutely. At the time that I was there, I just think how erratic the whole situation was. I definitely was in fear. I had walked back to the property where I had the kids positioned because we had been making breakfast when all of this stuff had gone down and starting to build. And then when I realized that all of those police were up there, I called my friend, you know, Crystal, that came in and said, I need you to come get my kids. And then I started thinking about the fact that I'm going to have to walk my children up who have never been exposed. Up until we moved to the country, I have never had the police officers knock on my door.
Let me ask you this. Were you afraid of the police shooting your children? Is that what you're saying?
I am a little bit, yeah. I definitely had that fear.
Were you afraid of your neighbor shooting? Were you afraid of your neighbor shooting your children?
Absolutely, yeah.
Jeremy?
I mean, they directly warned us that our children could be shot if they were out, you know, during hunting season. So absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of felt like that was a warning.
Jeremy, how about you?
Most certainly.
Jeremy, okay. Were you afraid of being shot by the police?
Yes.
Were you afraid of being shot by your neighbor?
Yes.
Okay. Count number one, unlawful use of a weapon. Okay. Count number two?
Is also unlawful use of a weapon. The first one is for shooting at my neighbors, you know, supposedly, and that carries a term of imprisonment not to exceed 15 years. count two is a Class D felony for unlawful use of a weapon, and that's for exhibiting a weapon in the presence of one or more persons, a weapon readily capable of lethal use in an angry or threatening manner.
Is that what the police did to you? Wait, hold it. Isn't that what the police did to you?
That's exactly what they did to me.
That would be the sheriff's deputy?
Correct. And the
state
trooper.
Okay, so now you have two members of law enforcement doing that. Okay, count number three?
Count number three is resisting arrest.
That, what does that mean?
They're saying that Deputy Mike Foreman, who is the deputy that initially made contact with the Wright County Sheriff's Office, when he came out, he, you know, made it clear to me that I was under arrest, which is not true.
Did he say you were under arrest?
He never said I was under arrest. He never gave me an order. All he ever said to me was, I just want to talk to you.
Okay, count number four. Okay, we're low on time. Count number four.
Count number four is the doozy. Count number four is armed criminal action. And this count carries a minimum sentence of not less than 4 years in prison. So if I am convicted of that charge, there will be no parole. There will be no dismissal of the sentence. I will serve 4 years in prison time.
Jeremy, will you come back on the air with me? And Nicole, will you come back on the air with me?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, let's see if we can get this whole thing dismissed. It's an outrage, absolute outrage. Class, I'm going to give you Tony Duggar's number one more time, 573-751-2205. 573-751-2205. And I will post the link to the Beninati's website on usaprepares.com right after this broadcast. Let's make those phones ring and let's find out what's going on, because I think something really smells here. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thank you so much, the Beninati family. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.